Soccer fans are famous for their rabid enthusiasm. For people in the United States, this World Cup tournament, played 14 time zones away, demands a certain amount of sacrifice. Richard Mackey has given up some sleep. So far, Richard has managed to watch every game, all 56 of them, and while his career allows him a little leeway, he owns a bar here in Washington, it has required a lot of dedication. He described to us what game day has been like for him, especially in the early rounds when there were three matches starting at 2:30 in the morning.
First of all, I usually log on to SoccerNet, get some information, see who's playing, who's injured, who's not, and the rest, you just so much anticipation. It's just don't bite all my fingernails off before game time.
And but how do you stay up? I mean, three games beginning at 2:30 in the morning?
Well, the games are so exciting. It's dedication. I don't really know how I stay up, apart from the fact that if I do get that glazed feeling in my eyes, I do soak my face in water.
Now, you had to take some time off from the bar indulge this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you pull a couple of all-nighters, you just have to take a day off. Like tomorrow, I'm taking off because 2:30 tonight, I'll start watching England against Brazil, take a nap for 2 hours, then get up again at 7:30 to watch the good old USA go up against Germany. So hopefully by 9:30 I'll have seen two great games and I'll be ready to go to bed.
Yeah, so. But you own this bar with your brother. How does he feel about
my
this?
Partner, no, he's very good about it. He's not so much a soccer fan.
He's not.
Fortunately. And my co-workers have no problem covering my shifts. They quite appreciate my enthusiasm for the sport.
They pick up your slack.
Yes, they do. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of slack the last couple of weeks, but hopefully I'll get to repay them.
Yeah. Are you like this every 4 years?
Every 4 years since, I guess the first World Cup I really remember was 1974, so without a doubt, yeah, every 4 years, dedicated. I mean, it's a different level of sports fan.
It really is a different level of sports fan. I mean, that's dedication to be up at 2:30. And in the early rounds, when there were three games in a row and sometimes games being played simultaneously, how did you manage that?
Yeah, thank God for the split screen and remote control.
Seriously, just, split screen?
Flipping all over, yeah. Well, I went down and I bought myself a brand new TV for the I bought a 57-inch widescreen, high-definition TV so I could enjoy all the games. I figured I couldn't go to the games, so I said I'm going to have the next best thing. So absolutely, it's like a little movie theater down in my basement.
Are you a single man?
No, I'm happily married so far.
So that's what I'm asking.
Haven't spoke a whole lot to my wife in the last 3 weeks, but then I've been kind of occupied in front of the TV.
Was she knew that going into this marriage?
Well, yes, she did, and I guess if you asked her, that's the least of her worries going into this marriage. No problem. She knew I'm a dedicated sports fan.
So how does this cup compare to the others?
Well, it's probably the most exciting cup in living memory. Unbelievable. I mean, one unknown after another is just lining up, so anybody can win this cup, and that's what makes it so exciting. I mean, you've literally no idea what's going to happen before the games begin.
Let me ask you, when you set yourself up in the basement, do you have, like, you know, your drinks within reach and so you don't
always
move?
Got to have water. Can't do that coffee thing. You start drinking that coffee, you start getting shaky and you lose your concentration, so.
Oh, wow. No.
But mind you, if USA wins tomorrow morning, might have a couple of cold ones. Might have a couple of cold ones for breakfast.
Richard, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Richard Mackey owns a bar here in Washington, D.C. and is a rabid soccer fan.